Welcome, dear listeners, to another chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. I'm your guide on this journey into the unknown, where shadows whisper, and the ordinary world fades into the background. Tonight, we delve into a tale that will make your heart race and your spine tingle. A story where isolation becomes terror, and a simple fire can unlock the door to unspeakable horrors. So, draw closer, let the darkness envelop you, and prepare to enter a world where fear reigns supreme. This is The Evil in the Embers. The winter had been unrelenting, its icy fingers clawing at the very marrow of the world. Alex, seeking refuge from his tumultuous life, had chosen the isolation of an ancient cabin nestled in the heart of the dense, snow-laden forest. The old structure, hidden under a blanket of white, stood as a solitary sentinel against the encroaching wilderness. As he pushed open the heavy, wooden door, a gust of frost laid an air bit at his cheeks, a stark contrast to the warm embrace of the cabin's interior. The rustic room was dimly lit, the only source of light and warmth being the hearth. Its flames danced lively, casting a kaleidoscope of shadows that played along the rough-hewn walls. The fire crackled and popped, a soothing symphony to Alex's ears, as he shed his coat and settled into an aged armchair nearby. The aroma of burning wood filled the air, a comforting scent that spoke of homeliness and simpler times. Alex closed his eyes, allowing the warmth to seep into his bones. The cabin, with its creaking timbers and sighing winds, felt like a living entity, a companion in his solitude. But as the night deepened, the symphony of the fire began to change. Amidst the usual crackles and pops, faint whispers started to emerge. At first, Alex thought it was the wind, playing tricks on his mind. But as he listened more intently, the whispers grew clearer, more distinct, yet still unintelligible, like distant conversations carried by the breeze. Intrigued and unnerved, Alex leaned closer to the fire. The embers glowed brighter, as if aware of his attention, their light casting eerie, elongated shapes across the room. The whispers seemed to weave around him, words slipping in and out of coherence. They spoke of secrets, of things hidden and forbidden. A shiver ran down Alex's spine, not from the cold, but from a growing sense of unease. The air in the cabin grew thick, heavy with anticipation. The fire's warmth, once a comfort, now felt suffocating, as if the very heat was whispering against his skin. He stood up, his gaze fixed on the flames. "Who's there?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper, half expecting an answer from the flickering tongues of fire. But the response came only as a hushed murmur, a tease of a reply that skittered away into the shadows. Alex rubbed his eyes, wondering if the isolation was beginning to take its toll on his mind. The room felt smaller, the walls inching closer, as if they too were leaning in to hear the secrets of the fire. Alex backed away, the whispers following him, echoing in his head. He glanced around the cabin, its familiarity now laced with an edge of the unknown. As he lay in bed that night, the fire reduced to glowing embers, the whispers lingered at the back of his mind. They were a ghostly lullaby, blending with the howling wind outside, promising to reveal more as the flames would dance again. Alex drifted into a restless sleep, a part of him dreading the coming of dawn, when he would once again feed the hearth and listen to the enigmatic whispers that seemed to seep from the very heart of the fire. As days melted into nights, the cabin, once a haven for Alex, transformed into a stage for an unseen chorus. The fire, his sole companion in this secluded world, began to speak in tones that twisted the sanctuary of warmth into a source of deep-rooted dread. With each log he placed in the hearth, the whispers grew more assertive, their murmurs intertwining with the flames as if they were being fed by the fire itself. They spoke in a language that was both alien and intimately familiar, dredging up memories and fears Alex had long buried in the recesses of his mind. The voices, no longer content with mere whispering, began to weave tales of horror and woe. They told of lives unraveled by tragedy, of loves lost to the darkness, and of fates worse than death. These stories, spun from the embers, seemed to mirror Alex's own hidden anxieties, each tale a reflection of his deepest fears. Nights in the cabin became a torturous ordeal. The biting cold outside was now a lesser evil compared to the sinister symphony within. Alex found himself caught in a grim ritual. He would light a fire to ward off the frost, only to sit in trepidation as the voices crescendoed with the flames. He tried to shut them out, to convince himself that they were mere figments of his strained psyche. But the voices were insistent, relentless. They seemed to know him, the real him, and they prodded at his vulnerabilities with a malicious glee. One evening, as the wind howled like a mourning widow, the fire roared to life with an intensity that made Alex step back. The shadows in the cabin leaped and cavorted on the walls, as if celebrating the return of an old, malevolent friend. The voices surged forth, no longer whispers but clear, cutting words. "We know you, Alex," they hissed, their tone dripping with malevolence. "We know what you fear, what you hide from the world. You cannot escape us." The room spun around him, the heat from the fire suffusing the air with a heavy, oppressive atmosphere. Alex felt a cold sweat break out on his brow, his heart pounding in his chest like a trapped animal. A line between reality and madness blurred, the voices melding with his own inner demons. He found himself talking to the fire, pleading with it, demanding answers. "What are you? Why are you doing this?" he shouted, his voice lost amidst the crackling flames. But the fire offered no explanation, only laughter, a cruel, mocking sound that echoed in the confines of the cabin. That night, Alex lay in his bed, shivering not from the cold but from a deep-seated fear that clung to his soul. The voices whispered him into a fitful sleep, their words a twisted lullaby that promised no peace, only further torment. In the fire's dying embers, the shadows seemed to dance more wildly, as if reveling in Alex's descent into despair. The cabin, once a refuge, was now a prison of his own making, a place where the line between the real and the unreal was consumed by the flames of his own haunted mind. In the heart of the forest, where the cold reigned like an unchallenged monarch, the cabin became a battleground for Alex's waning sanity. Each day dawned with the same grim decision, to endure the biting chill that seeped through the cabin's aged walls or to confront the menacing chorus that awaited him in the flames. The fire's whispers had burrowed deep into his mind, echoing long after the flames had been extinguished. Their malevolent tales became the soundtrack of his solitude, a relentless assault on his psyche. Yet, without the fire, the cold was an equally cruel tormentor. It crept into his bones, an icy reminder of the harshness of the world outside his fragile haven. Alex's once sturdy resolve began to crumble like the charred logs in the hearth. The cabin's rustic charm was lost to him now. It felt more like a cell, with walls that whispered secrets in a fireplace that harbored a malevolent entity. The windows, once gateways to the beauty of the wilderness, now framed a world of frost and isolation, a stark canvas of white and gray. With each passing day, the temperature plummeted, and the line between the lesser of two evils blurred. Huddling under layers of blankets, Alex felt the chill gnawing at his flesh, an unrelenting cold that left him numb and trembling. Yet the thought of lighting the fire filled him with a dread so deep it churned his stomach. In moments of desperation, he would strike a match, the flame trembling between his fingers. But as the fire took hold, so too would the voices, their words twisting in the air, forming images of despair and darkness in the smoke. Their laughter would rise with the flames, a sinister symphony that mocked his plight. Sleep became a distant memory for Alex. His nights were spent in a haze of exhaustion, caught between shivers and the echoes of the fire's taunts. The once comforting crackle of burning wood now sounded like bones snapping, a grim reminder of the voice's morbid stories. Visions haunted him, both in the darkness and in the flickering light of the fire. Shadowy figures lurked in the corners of his eyes, disappearing when he turned to look, leaving him to question what was real and what was a figment of his frayed mind. Food lost its taste, and hunger became just another numb sensation in his body. Alex's once keen survival instincts were dulled by the relentless mental onslaught. The whispers invaded his thoughts, a cacophony of voices that argued and sneered, leaving him to clutch his head in a futile attempt to silence them. In this frozen purgatory, Alex's sense of time warped. Days melded into nights, each hour marked by the slow burn of dwindling candles and the relentless advance of frost that crept like a slow poison across the cabin's windows. His reflection in the mirror became that of a total stranger, a gaunt figure with haunted eyes that flickered with the remnants of unshed tears. The man who had sought solitude in the woods was now a prisoner of his own mind, caught in a relentless dance between the icy embrace of the cabin and the fiery jaws of madness. The relentless winter marched on, its icy grip unyielding, as Alex found himself sinking deeper into the abyss of his own mind. It was during one particularly bleak and sunless day that he stumbled upon a hidden chapter in the cabin's history, a discovery that sent ripples of cold fear through his already shaken soul. In a forgotten corner of the cabin, beneath layers of dust and neglect, Alex found an old, leather-bound journal. Its pages were yellowed with age, the ink faded but still legible. With trembling hands, he opened it, the musty scent of old paper filling his nostrils. The journal belonged to a man named Jonathan, a previous occupant of the cabin from many years ago. As Alex delved into the scrawled entries, a sense of eerie familiarity began to wash over him. Jonathan's words spoke of a solitude much like his own, of seeking refuge from a world that felt too loud, too chaotic. But as the pages turned, the tone of the entries shifted dramatically. Jonathan wrote of hearing voices in the fire, whispers that clawed at his sanity, mirroring Alex's own experiences with unnerving precision. The entries became increasingly erratic, filled with ramblings about the voices revealing truths too horrifying to bear. Jonathan believed the cabin was cursed, that something ancient and malevolent resided within its walls, speaking to him through the flames. The final entries were the most disturbing. Jonathan's writing was frantic, barely legible, as he described a descent into madness. He wrote of shadows moving in the dark, of voices that wouldn't leave him alone, of a growing sense of dread and paranoia. His last entry was a plea for forgiveness, a confession of being unable to endure the torment any longer. Alex closed the journal, his heart pounding in his chest. The revelation that he was not the first to suffer the cabin's sinister influence only deepened his despair. The voices, the whispers, they were part of something larger, something ancient that had claimed Jonathan and was now claiming him. The discovery shattered the last remnants of Alex's hope. He was not just battling his own mind, he was up against a legacy of horror that had seeped into the very bones of the cabin. The whispers in the fire were not mere figments of his imagination, they were echoes of a dark past, reaching out to ensnare another soul. As the wind wailed outside, a mournful lament to the frozen wilderness, Alex felt the weight of the cabin's history pressing down on him. He was trapped in a cycle of terror, a repeat of a tragedy that had played out decades before. Night fell, bringing with it a suffocating darkness that seemed to seep through the walls. Alex sat by the unlit hearth, the journal in his lap, the whispers in his mind. He knew now that he was not alone in the cabin. The echoes of Jonathan's torment lingered, a chilling reminder of the inevitable doom that awaited him. In the silence of the cabin, where the only sound was the howling of the wind, Alex realized the full extent of his predicament. He was a prisoner of a haunted legacy, ensnared in a web woven by the whispers of the fire, a legacy that promised only madness and despair. In the gloomy embrace of the cabin, where each creak and whisper seemed imbued with intent, Alex's isolation transformed into something far more sinister. The oppressive atmosphere, thick with the legacy of past horrors, began to weigh heavily on him, a tangible presence that stalked his every move. The fire, once a source of solace, now seemed like a gateway for something otherworldly. Even as the flames lay dormant, a sense of being watched, of being evaluated by an unseen observer, crept over Alex. It was as if the entity, whatever it was, had seeped out from the hearth and spread its influence throughout the cabin. The shadows in the room began to take on a life of their own. In the dim light, they twisted and writhed against the walls, elongating into grotesque shapes that defied the laws of physics. Alex found himself staring at them, transfixed, as they danced their silent, menacing ballet. At times, he would catch a glimpse of something moving in the periphery of his vision, a fleeting shift in the darkness, a subtle disturbance in the still air. But whenever he turned to look, there was nothing but the empty room and the quiet mocking of his frayed nerves. The cold, too, started to feel different, as if it had a purpose, a malevolent intelligence. It crept through the cracks and under the doors, an ever-present chill that gnawed at his flesh and seeped into his bones. The cabin, once a refuge from the winter's fury, now felt like a trap, a place where the cold and the entity worked in unison to erode his sanity. Sleep became an elusive dream for Alex, chased away by the rustling whispers and the constant sensation of being watched. His nights were spent in wakeful terror, huddled under blankets that offered little protection against the creeping dread. Each creak of the cabin's aging structure sent a jolt of fear through him, a reminder that he was not alone. The wind's howl transformed into mocking laughter, a chorus that seemed to celebrate his spiraling descent into paranoia. Food lost its appeal, each bite a mechanical act, devoid of taste or satisfaction. The simple act of eating became another chore in his daily struggle to maintain a semblance of normalcy in a situation that was anything but normal. In the heart of the cabin, where the shadows danced and the cold whispered its icy threats, Alex felt the last vestiges of his hope slipping away. He was a prisoner, not just of the physical walls that surrounded him, but of the unseen entity that had claimed the cabin as its domain. With each passing day, the line between reality and nightmare blurred, leaving Alex to wonder if he would ever escape the cabin's grasp. The whispers in the fire, the moving shadows, the sentient cold, they all merged into a symphony of terror, a relentless assault on his senses that threatened to consume him entirely. In the oppressive embrace of the cabin, where every shadow hid a watcher, and every gust of wind carried a threat, Alex found himself facing an adversary unlike any he had ever known. An adversary that was as much a part of the cabin as the wood and stone it was built from. An adversary that lurked in the fire's embers, in the dancing shadows, in the biting cold. An adversary that promised only madness and despair. The relentless winter tightened its icy grip on the world outside. And within the walls of the cabin, Alex waged his silent battle. The fear of the fire and its sinister whispers had rooted itself deep in his psyche, leading him to shun the hearth that had once been his only source of comfort. The decision, born out of terror, came with a heavy cost. The cold inside the cabin became an ever-present adversary, an unyielding force that seemed to seep into every crevice, every fiber of his being. The chill was unrelenting, penetrating layers of clothing and blankets, leaving Alex shivering and numb. His breaths came out in visible puffs, each one a stark reminder of the frigid air that filled his sanctuary. The lack of warmth took its toll on Alex's body. His fingers and toes were perpetually cold, tinged with the early signs of frostbite. He moved slowly, his actions labored, as if he were wading through an invisible morass that clung to his limbs. Eating became a chore, each mouthful an effort as his body conserved energy, retreating into itself in a desperate bid to stay warm. But the absence of the fire did little to quell the whispers. They persisted, an incessant chorus that now seemed to emanate from the very walls of the cabin. They were quieter without the flames to carry them, yet they were always there, murmuring at the edge of his consciousness, a constant reminder of his fraying sanity. The voices spoke in hushed tones, their words intertwining with the creaks and groans of the cabin. They seemed to mock his decision to avoid the fire, taunting him with the promise of warmth and the threat of their presence. They whispered of the cold, of the creeping death that awaited him if he continued to shun the flames. Nightfall brought no respite, only a deepening of the cold and an intensification of the whispers. The darkness of the cabin was absolute, a tangible entity that enveloped him, suffocating in its completeness. In the blackness, the boundary between wakefulness and sleep blurred, his mind caught in a limbo where the whispers were both dream and reality. The isolation, once sought as a balm, had become a poison. The cabin, a place of solitude and reflection, had transformed into a prison of ice and shadow. The absence of human contact, the lack of any voice but those in his head, deepened the chasm of his loneliness. Alex's thoughts became as fragmented as the whispers that plagued him. His moments of clarity were fleeting, islands in a sea of confusion and paranoia. He found himself speaking aloud, his voice strange and alien in the silent cabin, as if to prove he still existed, that he was more than just a vessel for the voices. In this frozen purgatory, where the fire remained unlit and the whispers roamed unchecked, Alex teetered on the brink of oblivion. His body weakened by the cold, his mind eroded by the ceaseless murmurs, he was a man lost in the grip of an unseen tormentor, a soul adrift in a sea of ice and madness. In the confining walls of the cabin, as the winter storm raged on outside, the fragile barrier between reality and illusion began to crumble for Alex. The endless days of solitude, coupled with the relentless whispers and the bone-chilling cold, conspired to unhinge his grasp on the tangible world. Visions, both vivid and horrifying, began to invade Alex's mind with increasing frequency. They arrived without warning, blurring the line between wakefulness and sleep, reality and nightmare. These hallucinations were deeply influenced by the incessant murmurs that had become his constant, unwelcome companions. Sometimes the visions were of the fire, alive and malevolent, its flames licking the walls of the cabin with a hunger that was almost sentient. In these fiery nightmares, the fire spoke to him, its voice a roar of heat and anger, promising destruction and chaos if he dared to feed it even a single log. Other times, the visions were more insidious. Shadows in the corners of the room stretched and morphed into grotesque figures that whispered secrets in languages he couldn't understand. The walls seemed to breathe, the wood groaning and shifting, forming faces that watched him with hollow, accusing eyes. The whispers played a key role in these terrifying hallucinations. They were no longer just voices. They had become architects of his torment, shaping his fears into tangible horrors that stalked the corners of his mind. They spoke of doom, of a fate inescapably tied to the cabin and its dark history. Alex found himself caught in a spiral of fear and madness, unable to discern where reality ended and the hallucinations began. The cabin, once a place of refuge, had transformed into a labyrinth of terror, each room a chamber of horrors crafted from his own psyche. The cold, ever-present, seemed to feed his delusions. Each shiver that ran down his spine, each icy breath that escaped his lips, seemed to bring with it a fresh wave of terror. The freezing temperatures numbed his body but heightened his sense of dread, a paradox that kept him teetering on the edge of panic. As his mental state deteriorated, Alex's sense of time distorted. Hours felt like days, the passage of time marked only by the changing light that seeped weakly through the frost-covered windows. The cabin became timeless, a realm where past and present merged, haunted by the echoes of old tragedies and the imminent threat of new ones. In this twilight of sanity, where darkness reigned supreme, Alex struggled to hold onto the fragments of his reality. Each vision, each whisper, each creak of the cabin's timbers threatened to pull him deeper into the abyss of madness. Trapped in a world of his own making, a world where the fire whispered and the shadows danced, Alex hovered on the brink of an all-consuming darkness, a place where reality was lost and only terror remained. In the heart of the relentless storm, within the confines of the cabin that had become his prison, Alex reached the zenith of his desperation. Haunted by visions and tormented by whispers, he resolved to face the source of his nightmare. The fire, the heart of his fear, would be the stage for this last, desperate stand. With trembling hands and a resolve forged from the remnants of his sanity, Alex began to build a fire unlike any he had lit before. He piled the logs high, each piece of wood a weighty symbol of his intent to confront the darkness. The strike of the match against the box sounded like thunder in the silence of the cabin, a herald of the impending confrontation. As the fire caught and the flames began to consume the wood, a sense of foreboding filled the room. The light flickered wildly, casting leaping shadows that danced with a frenzied urgency. The heat was intense, a stark contrast to the pervasive cold that had dominated the cabin for so long. With the growing fire, the whispers intensified, rising from murmurs to a cacophony of voices that filled the cabin. They screamed and laughed, bombarding Alex with a barrage of terrifying images and unspeakable horrors. Faces appeared in the flames, contorted in agony or twisted in malevolent glee, each a manifestation of the terror he had endured. The voices accused him, taunted him, and promised a multitude of dreadful fates. They spoke of fires that would never be extinguished, of a darkness that would consume not just the cabin but his very soul. The heat from the fire became unbearable, yet Alex stood transfixed, his eyes locked on the dancing flames that seemed to reach for him with fiery fingers. In this inferno, the boundary between the real and the imagined became indistinct. The fire took on a life of its own, a beast of flame and smoke that fed on his fear. The walls of the cabin groaned and creaked as if in response to the intensity of the blaze, the very structure straining under the weight of the moment. Alex's mind reeled under the assault. The fear, the heat, the relentless voices pushed him to the edge of his endurance. He had sought to silence the whispers, to burn away the presence that haunted the cabin, but the confrontation only served to amplify the horror. The room spun around him, the flames and shadows merging into a vortex of fire and fear. His screams were lost in the roar of the blaze, a lone voice in the midst of a tempest. In that moment, Alex realized the futility of his struggle against a foe that was as intangible as it was relentless. The fire raged around him, a consuming entity that mirrored the chaos within his own mind. The whispers, now a thunderous chorus, echoed with the cruelty of unfulfilled hopes and unending terror. Overwhelmed and broken, Alex succumbed to the intensity of the experience, his final stand against the darkness engulfed by the very flames he had hoped would be his salvation. The fire roared with a life of its own, a towering inferno that consumed the cabin's hearth and threatened to engulf its very walls. Alex, driven to the brink of madness, stood before it, his eyes reflecting the wild dance of the flames. This was his last stand, a desperate bid to confront and quell the malevolent force that had turned his refuge into a living nightmare. The heat was intense, a searing wave that washed over him, yet Alex hardly felt it. His focus was entirely on the fire, on the heart of his terror. The whispers, now loud and insistent, filled the room, a chorus of malevolence that seemed to emanate from the flames themselves. As the fire blazed higher, the cabin transformed into a hellish tableau. Shadows, elongated and distorted, writhed across the walls, creating grotesque shapes that seemed to mock his plight. The voices in the fire reached a feverish pitch, bombarding him with images of despair and horror. Visions of charred forests, of faces consumed by flames, and of endless, agonizing torment assailed him, each more terrifying than the last. Alex's heart pounded in his chest, a rapid drumbeat that echoed the crackling of the fire. Sweat poured down his face, evaporating in the heat as he stood, transfixed by the raging blaze. The voices were relentless, a cacophony that drowned out all other sound, filling his mind with their sinister tales. He had hoped to silence them, to burn away the presence that had haunted him since his arrival. But the fire, instead of being his weapon, had become an extension of the horror. The whispers wove themselves into the very flames, a fusion of heat and sound that overwhelmed his senses. The room spun around him, the boundaries between reality and nightmare blurring into insignificance. Alex's shouts were lost in the roar of the fire, his words consumed by the blaze. The cabin itself seemed to sway and shudder under the strain of the inferno, its timbers groaning in protest. In this moment of chaos, where fire and fear merged into one, Alex's thoughts spiraled into despair. The realization that his struggle was futile, that he was caught in the grip of a force beyond his understanding, struck him with brutal clarity. The heat enveloped him, a suffocating embrace that sapped his strength. The voices, now a thunderous din, echoed with the cruelty of shattered hopes and unrelenting terror. Consumed by the intensity of the experience, his vision darkening and his mind reeling, Alex fled the cabin in a state of utter insanity, his mind and his will shattered by the evil. His cries and screams of madness were the only thing breaking the silence of the forest. He would be consumed by the cold, and his body would never be recovered. In the heart of the forest, where the snow lay thick and untouched, a new traveler sought shelter from the fierce winter storm. The wind howled like a wild beast, its icy breath biting through layers of clothing as it whipped the snow into a blinding frenzy. The traveler, a lone figure against the white expanse, trudged through the deep drifts, their steps heavy with exhaustion. As fate would have it, they stumbled upon the cabin, its silhouette barely visible against the backdrop of the storm. Relief washed over the traveler as they approached the haven, its existence a stroke of luck in the unforgiving wilderness. The door, slightly ajar, creaked open under their touch, revealing the cabin's interior, dim and silent. The remnants of the last fire lay in the hearth, ashes cold and gray, a silent testament to the cabin's most recent occupant. Unaware of the horrors that had transpired within these walls, the traveler set about building a new fire, their fingers numb and clumsy as they fumbled with the matches. The first flames took hold hesitantly, flickering with a fragile determination. As the fire grew, its warmth began to seep into the room, pushing back the chill that had settled in the air. The traveler sighed in relief, the heat a welcome reprieve from the relentless cold outside. But as the fire crackled to life, a subtle change occurred. A whisper, barely audible, seemed to emanate from the hearth. It was soft, a mere murmur against the sounds of the burning wood, but it was there, an undercurrent to the fire's natural symphony. The traveler, absorbed in the task of warming themselves, paid the sound little mind. They settled in front of the hearth, the flickering light casting dancing shadows across their face. The whisper in the fire, unnoticed, continued its low, insidious chant. In this moment, the cycle of terror, unbeknownst to the new occupant, began anew. The cabin, with its dark past and haunted hearth, had found another soul to ensnare. The whispers, a legacy of fear and madness, prepared to weave their influence into the fabric of another mind. Outside, the storm raged on, the wind and snow oblivious to the drama unfolding within the cabin's walls. The fire burned brighter, its light a beacon in the darkness, its whispers a siren song calling to the unsuspecting traveler. In the heart of the wilderness, where the boundary between the known and the unknown blurred, the cabin stood as a sentinel, its secrets hidden in the flames. The story of the fire's whispers, unending and ever waiting, continued to unfold, a cycle of terror that was far from over. The flames of our story have now dwindled to embers, leaving behind a trail of haunting memories and lingering dread. Thank you for joining us on this eerie journey through the evil and the embers. Remember, dear listeners, some stories, like the whispers in the fire, never truly end. They linger in the corners of our minds, waiting for the right moment to ignite once more. Until next time, keep the fire burning, but beware the shadows it casts. This is Our Scary Stories, where every tale is a journey into the heart of darkness.